Did you notice the title of today's podcast episode? What's the fuss about Princess Kate? As you're listening to this, you might wonder, but what does the noun fuss even mean? Fuss means worrying or getting excited too much about something that may not be very important. It's when people pay too much attention or show a lot of concern over something that may not be that important. So, in today's podcast episode, I would like us to ask this question. What's the fuss with Princess Kate? Why is it that every time I switch over to a different channel, somehow everyone is talking about the disappearance of Princess Kate? So that we can better understand the whole situation, let us start from the beginning. Who is Princess Kate? Kate Middleton is married to Prince William, who is second in line to the British throne. She is known as the Duchess of Cambridge. William and Kate have three children. So, the fuss about Kate Middleton, also known as Catherine, Princess of Wales, revolves around her absence from the public eye for a significant period following a planned and successful abdominal surgery she underwent on January 16th. So, many people are talking about her absence from the public eye. In other words, many people are wondering where she is and why hasn't anyone seen her in such a long time. In fact, in many ways, this mystery or this fuss around Kate started with her planned abdominal surgery. In other words, the doctors had scheduled for her to have an abdominal surgery, a stomach operation. As you can imagine, anytime anyone has any type of surgery, we must give that person some time to recover from the procedure. Simply put, people need some time to rest and recover from the surgery. Obviously, Princess Kate is not an exception to this rule. Some people might need weeks to recover from a surgery. In fact, Kate was expected to remain in the hospital for 10 to 14 days before returning home to continue her recovery. With a return to public duties, unlikely after Easter. In other words, Kate was expected to stay at the hospital for 10 to 14 days before coming home and then returning to the public obligations after Easter. This absence, mixed with King Charles's recent health announcement, has led to widespread speculation and conspiracy theories about her condition and the state of the royal family. Speculation is the same as a bunch of people giving their ideas or opinions as to what might be going on with Princess Kate. But at the end of the day, they are just opinions. Nobody actually knows for sure if they are true or not. That's what speculations are. What about conspiracy theories? Conspiracy theories are ideas that suggest something has happened or is happening because of secret, often harmful plans made by groups or individuals. These theories usually don't have strong evidence but can spread quickly and cause people to doubt official explanations or facts. To be honest with you, I don't think that it has ever been simpler to create conspiracy theories in the history of human beings than it is today. I mean, everyone has a cell phone nowadays. Everyone has a social media account. It's very simple to start a rumor, to invent a story about someone or something, and poof, just like that, it spreads like wildfire. Pay attention to the expression that I am using here. It spreads like wildfire. It's an idiomatic expression, which means that something spreads very fast. So, for example, anyone can create a story today, and anyone can spread it around the world quickly like wildfire. So, as you can imagine, Kate's absence has started all kinds of conspiracy theories. Questions like, is someone controlling Kate? Is she alive? Are William and her getting a divorce? Etc., etc., etc. Obviously, everyone is kind of thinking the same thing here. Just make a video of Kate. Let her leave a message to the world and boom, everything will be back to normal, right? The problem is there hasn't been a video of Kate at all, which has only raised more questions. That's until 2 days ago when a picture was posted of Kate together with her children, and the picture was supposedly taken by Prince William. In fact, this picture would have marked the second of only two public appearances from Kate since Christmas Day. But shortly after the picture came out, it was marked by scandal. In fact, it seems as if the only thing this picture did was to raise even more questions. But why, you ask? Multiple major photo agencies, including the AP and Reuters, concluded that the image was manipulated and issued a kill notice for it. In other words, several photo agencies claimed that the image is not real, that the image was photoshopped. Now, let's stop here for a second and ask ourselves, what do you think that this did to the story? It made it even worse. People started speculating even more and adding even more conspiracy theories to the whole thing. The next day, on March 11, the Twitter account for the Prince and Princess of Wales posted an apology reading, "Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day." It was signed C for Catherine. Later, that same day, she was reportedly photographed leaving Windsor Castle, according to The Telegraph. The picture shows Prince William in a car next to a brunette woman with her ear and a bit of cheek visible. I mean, guys, are you following this story? Do you see what's happening here? So, supposedly, Kate wrote an apology on Twitter saying that she edited the photo and that's why the photo looks manipulated. Honestly, even I was like, wait, what? I have to admit, something seems a bit fishy here. When something is fishy, it's a bit strange. But I'll end today's podcast episode by turning the question to you. What are your thoughts? What do you think? Is she okay? Or is this whole thing just nonsense?